Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Rieger, you brought this up. We already have a ton of people texting on it, so let's put it out on the air.
All right, so we were talking about the great Steve Nebraska from the movie The Scout.
Yes.
And in Game 1 of the World Series, for George Steinbrenner and the Yankees, he pitched a perfect game with nothing but strikes, 81 strikes in a row. So a magnificent performance. I believe he probably hit a home run, too. Oh, no, it was not in National League City. Anyway, so I brought it up. I wonder, what is the most unrealistic scene or thing in a sports movie?
Okay.
Anything is fair game. You want to bring up Dunkin' Dogs? I don't care.
I was going to say the Air Bud, which was a basketball playing golden retriever, and then Air Bud Golden Receiver, where he played a wide receiver on a football team. I would say both of those are unrealistic.
I think it's unrealistic that you watch those movies.
I didn't actually watch the movies, but I do know they existed. I didn't see any of the Air Bud series. Did anybody?
I don't believe you.
Did anybody in these rooms see any of the Air Bud movies? I never did. Okay.
No.
Very unrealistic.
No, there was one.
And I also
one.
Pointed out the Roy Hobbs home run that he hit against the Pittsburgh Pirates to win the pennant. Not only did it go out of the ballpark, which, you know, yeah, Cecil did a couple times, but it's somewhat unrealistic. It hit the light standard like Reggie Jackson and caused all the lights to cascade down onto the field. I felt that was unrealistic. But then again, Hobbs also knocked the cover off the ball.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I got one. It was the fantastic movie Ed with Matt LeBlanc. Where
I can't believe you saw that movie.
I did. It was actually in the movie theaters. I was working in a movie theater. I went in to eat some popcorn. A chimp played baseball.
Yeah,
that's pretty unrealistic.
All right. For the sake of argument, why don't we just eliminate the the animal characters? Because otherwise we could go with Ed the field goal kicking mule, right?
Yes.
And I'm sure there's other ones as well. So non-animal, most unrealistic thing you ever saw in a sports movie.
Like, let's start it off. I just found it super unrealistic that in Rudy, all those jackholes decided to put their jersey on the coach's desk because Rudy wasn't going to play in the game. That did not happen. It never happened. They didn't like Rudy that much. He was a selfish I don't like Rudy myself.
How did he get in the game?
It didn't happen.
No, he got in the game. Rudy did play for Notre Dame.
Yeah, but it didn't happen like that.
Well, how did it happen?
I don't know, but it did not happen like that.
So you're saying
like
the guy, the scene where the guys file into Dan Devine's office and plays the jerseys, that never happened?
Correct. He never got a sack either.
I think he did, actually.
No, he didn't. I don't think so.
I thought he did.
Didn't Joe Montana come on the air and say it was all bogus anyhow?
I think Joe Montana said a lot of the legend of Rudy is overblown.
Which, by the way, would include putting their jerseys on the desk of Coach Dan Devine. I don't believe it.
All right. All right. There it is. That's your answer. 248-539-9797. Look, I know a lot more are going to come to me as we go along here, and I'm sure people will come up with good ones. What's mine, Greg?
No, I was just going to say the texts are very good.
Yeah, the texts are outstanding. I'm a big fan, and I think it's an underrated baseball movie of For Love of the Game.
Great movie.
Okay.
Great movie. Don't you dare trash that movie.
No, I think it's a great movie, but the final out in The Perfect Game is a slow roller past Kevin Costner as Billy Chappell. He dives for it. It goes just beyond his reach. It bounces to the second base side of the second base bag, and it looks like it's dribbling into center field for a hit. The shortstop comes diving into the play on the ground, dives, makes the play, gets up, throws to first, and gets the base runner by a step, who supposedly was supposed to be a swift base runner. There is no way on God's green earth that play happens.
I like that.
Okay.
That's good. Very quickly, very, very seldomly in life do you get a redo. I do want a redo. I mean, as much as you hate my Rudy idea, putting the jerseys on the desk, so I'm just going to do a quick redo. The last Boy Scout, when Jimmy Dix, played by Damon Wayans, pulls out a gun and starts shooting players and then blows himself away. That's a little unrealistic. A little unrealistic.
Okay, you say that now, and then when it happens, what are you going to say? All right, so the question is, what's the most unrealistic thing to happen in a sports movie, not involving an animal?
Correct. Like, for instance, here's a great one. In Jerry Maguire, after Cuba Gooding Jr. potentially fractures his neck, he gets up and breakdances.
Yep.
That's probably pretty unrealistic.
Isn't it Cuba?
What did I say?
Cuba.
I say it is
Cuba. Good
job,
Stoney.
You said Cuba. Cuba.
You know what?
Megan Gooding Jr.
I'm sick of it. I got to be honest with you. Every time I fill in and sit in Stoney's chair, here you go. Here's what I'm going to do.
You're going to stand?
There you go.
Same mic.
Chair goes flying. Oh, maybe it's
you know,
the mic.
You know what mine is? Boxing was basically ruined for me.
By Rockies?
Yes. I saw the Creed Rocky fight before I ever saw a boxing match. And so my expectation was that it was going to be like that.
It would be a series of haymakers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
And then you sit down and they're just dancing around for half the match.
Clutching. Yeah.
What's that?
Be great for everybody but the boxers and their families.
Another one is Tin Cup at the end. Nobody would ever do
That's
that.
That's actually a great point because he still could have won the tournament. The US Open.
I didn't like the ending of Tin Cup.
I hated it.
Yeah. I didn't like it. That was supposed to be some sort of triumphant win at the end of Tin Cup. I didn't like it. I was listening to a podcast yesterday and they were talking about Rocky III, the end of Rocky III. The hell was that? Creed and Balboa go into a ring with no clock, no refs, nothing. What was that fight about?
So they could make a painting.
Yeah. Apollo said, going to owe me a favor.
That was the favor. Yeah. He wanted another shot at the Italian Stallion.
But what was it? Did they fight for 15 rounds?
Don't know. That's the beauty of
it. Could that have done some serious brain damage to Apollo Creed, which eventually led to his death in the ring at the hands of Ivan Drago?
See, you're taking it too far.
Okay.
You really are.
Do you think
if Rocky wouldn't have done that, do you think he would have died?
I don't know.
So you think Rocky pretty much killed Apollo?
Do you think Pacquiao and Mayweather do that occasionally?
No.
I mean.
And so Rocky IV with James Brown, would that whole thing really happen before a match? And they bring in the opponent underneath.
That might.
So now it's gone from most unrealistic moment in sports movie to what really happened in the sports movies. Like, for instance,
I guarantee you this, Rocky Balboa would not fight. The former heavyweight champion of the world would not have a fight on Christmas night in Moscow. Guaranteed.
But it was all for change.
And it would be on pay-per-view. It wouldn't be on USA Network either.
With the greatest speech ever in sports movie history, other than Inches. From Any Given Sunday.
I don't know. Herb Brooks and Miracles right up there.
You ever hear Pacino in Any Given Sunday?
I like the Inches speech. The Inches speech is very good.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I just like the fact that you guys are now blaming Rocky for killing Apollo.
In a way, he probably did.
So was it Jenny's fault that Forrest got AIDS and then died in Philadelphia?
Yes. Yes, it absolutely is. Is that ticket text or is that your line?
That's me.
That's pretty good, actually. All right, Marlon in Commerce Township. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Marlon, close your door. My God, it's dangerous out there. How are you?
No, the door's closed. I got to get some gas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's up, man?
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, it's funny you guys are talking about the Scout because that's been my big one for, oh, my God, since I've seen the movie a ton of times. My buddies always talk about it. Forget the fact that he pitched that so-called perfect game with everything but strikes, but the World Series game one was in Yankee Stadium. And they have a DH, which you guys debated the other day about, by the way. And if he was the pitcher and he took a bat, hit a home run his first at bat, the final score was 1-0. So did he not bat the rest of the game? Did they take him out for a DH? I don't really think he can do that because he kept pitching during the game. So that whole game one made no sense.
Wait, Marlon, hold on a second. Are you sure about that? Steve Nebraska hit a home run and he did? You're right. It was at Yankee Stadium. How did that happen?
They brought him down the helicopter and Steinbrenner's, chopper.
Which is very realistic in itself.
Yeah.
Oh, right, exactly, yeah. So he pitched the first inning and it was strike, three outs, you're gone. And they said, now he's up to bat. He's smiling. He blasted the ball out of Yankee Stadium. He ran across the bases going crazy, so it's 1-0. But did he not bat the rest of the game? Did they put a DH in? But wait a minute, if you do that, the pitcher can't pitch anymore. But he pitched a complete game.
Well, maybe they just didn't show us at bats.
Yeah, they were, I mean.
he went from a home run to 0 for 3?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, it happens. I mean, my God.
The guy had,
he threw 81 strikes, Marlin. I mean, what more do you want from the guy?
What the hell, Marlin? You want him to hit 4 bombs and throw 81 strikes?
You sound like Valenti.
He is human.
Big deal, okay? The guy throws an 81 strike perfect game. What about the plate? He's got to hit better. I'm sorry. I mean, right? You're the guy threw a perfect game with 81 pitches, and you're bitching because he went 1 for 4 with a solo dinger?
So he's actually bringing up the most realistic part of the movie as the most unrealistic that he doesn't believe. But I understand his point. I mean, Steve Nebraska was such a god that it's hard to believe he went 1 for 4.
Yeah. All right, let's get to one right away, which I think is actually a great answer on the ticket text. Kevin Costner in Draft Day. No way this happens. Yes, Draft Day is a preposterous movie on almost every level, not the least of which is he starts scouting the quarterback the day of the draft, right?
And doesn't draft them because he had no friends at his birthday party.
Now, you guys are in there, know the movie better than I do. Refresh my memory. He trades his number one.
He trades 3 number one picks to go up to number one overall.
To draft the quarterback, but then he doesn't take the quarterback.
No,
right?
He takes the Black Panther.
Yeah.
Who would have been available, by the way, later in the draft.
Exactly.
And then
which is so stupid. He
trades back to get his 3 picks back.
Yes.
And the gist of how he does it is he talks to the Seattle general manager and goes, come on. Right? I mean, isn't that the gist of it?
Yeah, he like made another trade like with the young Jacksonville GM.
Yeah.
To kind of like, because this team needs that, and then he like swindled the Seattle GM.
Well, guys, I mean, you have to understand the realistic part of the movie is, what'd you expect him to do? I mean, he used to be a minor league catcher, right? And then he becomes a GM. Yes, so that after being a great pitcher for the Detroit Tigers that throws a perfect game.
Right, absolutely, and building a baseball field.
And at one point,
cornfield.
He was a serial killer, too.
He was?
Mr. Brooks, yeah.
I never saw that movie.
A great movie.
Oh, yeah?
Serial
killer?
Yeah,
okay.
I enjoyed it.
All right, here we go. Most unrealistic moments in movie history that involve sports that don't involve animals. We've eliminated the Air Bud movies. The Rookie, when the kid pitches for the Cup. No, that's not The Rookie. That's Rookie of the Year.
Henry Rowan Gardner.
Yes. Rookie is the true story of Jimmy Morris, who pitched for the Tampa Bay Rays. Love that movie.
Really?
What?
I just you think Henry Rowan Gardner is unrealistic?
Rookie of the Year, when the kid breaks his arm, becomes a major league pitcher because his arm heals wrong. I could see that happening.
Yeah, then he breaks it again and finds a way to get the last out of, what was it, the World Series or the LCS?
I don't remember.
I think it was NLCS because I think the guy played for the Phillies.
I think you're right about that.
An athlete as bad as Bernie Mac to reach 3,000 hits. Mr. 3,000.
That's a great point. Oh, by the way, the other thing about that, too, is in this day and age, how do you get it wrong? Like, I have 3,000 hits, but how do they go back and say, well, you know what? You really don't. You have 2,996.
I can see that happening, though.
How?
I mean, again,
who's going back and correcting that?
Somebody is. Listen, Stoney does a stat of the day virtually every morning, and somebody keeps stats on the most bizarre things. How they get them, I have no idea.
Didn't they add an RBI to Hack Wilson's total? They went from 190 to 191.
They did?
Really?
Yeah, I think that happened.
That's breaking news. That's your stat of the day.
I could see like an official scorer changing like a hit to a error like the next day, but 5, 7, 10 years later, I don't know. I don't buy it. Unrealistic.
Most unrealistic. Gus Sinski as a major league catcher in For Love of the Game. That's from Chris and Alan Park.
It's a great point.
If we were doing worst actor ever in a sports movie, I agree with you. John C. Reilly as Gus Sinski is a terrible actor as athlete, as is Kevin Costner's dad in Field of Dreams, who can't throw. He can't throw.
You want to have a catch? Yeah, it did annoy me, by the way, that Gus got hammered after Costner's perfect game, but Costner didn't.
Because he was in love.
Like, Chappell did not get drunk. He should have got drunk.
He was in love.
But he pitched a perfect game.
I know, but he had to
get
to the airport
the
next
Preston.
Morning. You know what I thought about with that movie, honestly? This is like for two people only. He pitched the perfect game on a Saturday.
Yes.
Okay? I'm picturing Rieger there for next day sound. And Billy Chappell doesn't show up the next day because he's flying to Paris?
It was the end of the season, though. Wasn't the last? Oh, you're right. Saturday.
No, it was Saturday game.
Right.
They had a game the next day.
I would have been covering the Lions.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, the other thing, too, is such a great movie, For the Love of the Game. I've used it. I kid you not. I've used it. Somebody would ask, like, hey, how'd you and your wife meet? And I would say, yeah, I was just driving down the freeway. I saw her car was broken down. I helped fix her car. Then I gave her two tickets to the game.
Wow. So generous. Nick in Pontiac, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Just trying to get to work.
Good luck, man. One of those days, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought of a good hate watch for me is Sudden Death with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Here we go.
And he's got the, you know, he's trying to defuse all the bombs around the igloo in Pittsburgh. And he ends up in the Pittsburgh locker room and dresses up as Tom Barrasso and goes out on the ice and sits on the bench.
Yeah. Well, or actually gets out on the ice, right?
Yeah. But he makes his way to the bench and, you know, the commentators are like, oh, I thought he had a broken ankle, you know, and it was, you know, it's funny.
Hey, Nick, let me hit you with this. What do you think is more unrealistic? That, what you're describing, Van Damme as the goalie, or Robert De Niro in the epic movie The Fan that winds up as the umpire to make sure that Bobby doesn't get his home run?
Well, goaltending, I would say, is more unrealistic, especially, you know, Tom Barrasso being a full righty. Not everybody catches with their right hand.
So. Wow. Very
fair enough. Great answer.
Yeah. See, we had a ticket text on this as well from Chris in Waterford. Sports movie that's the most ridiculous. Sudden Death, where Jean-Claude Van Damme steals goalie gear and ends up in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals and doesn't end up getting rocked for 12 goals. Then goes on to save the stadium from being destroyed by disarming bombs. Yeah, that seems somewhat unrealistic.
It's all a day at the office.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about The Fan? You've seen The Fan, right?
Yeah.
Bobby Rayburn.
Bobby Rayburn.
One of the greatest movie scenes in all the movies is when Robert De Niro pushes his kid away to catch the foul ball at the Giants game.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. There were not that many fans at those Giants games. I can say that from experience, definitely. All right, I think we pretty much nailed all of them, you know?
Well, here's some more very quickly on the ticket text, if you will. A lot of people are saying Happy Gilmore, the final scene.
Okay.
Where he decides to make the putt through the contraption of everything falling on the green instead of them cleaning it up and coming back the next day.
You don't think that would happen in real, like the PGA Tour?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. A lot of Rookie of the Years, as we mentioned, and then a lot of Talladega Nights as well. So.
Yes. I'm also a fan of, like, not a fan, but... like we mentioned, For Love of the Game, I think the underlying cool things about that movie is that they get all the uniforms correct.
You're right.
Like when he's pitching in that era, he's wearing the correct hat jersey combo that the Tigers were wearing then. And when they do a flashback to a previous thing, when they wore the piping down the sleeves for the road jerseys, they get that right as well.
Which I really kind of like. Most movies get stuff wrong, or they have two teams in the same league play for a championship. But you do know, and For the Love of the Game, the greatest movie one-liner ever in the history of movies. You know what it is?
Close the mechanism?
No, Engage the Mechanism, by the way.
Oh.
Kelly Preston is talking to Billy Chappell, and they're at the stage of their relationship where... like, if I didn't have an arm, would you date me? If I didn't have a head, would you date me?
Oh,
if
I cut off a leg? They're on the phone, yeah.
Yeah, and Kelly Preston goes, Billy, you ever have your heart broken? And he replies, yes, 1987.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I get chills just thinking about it.
See, they were loyal to the Tiger history in that.
And I actually made my wife watch that movie. She was not impressed.
Really?
Yeah, I love that movie.
I would think she'd like that movie.
Such a great movie.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.